I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. Slow energy demand and carbon emission cuts are putting major pressure on the power industry, a top Duke Energy executive said today. Chief Financial Officer Steve Young spoke at a Wells Fargo Energy conference about challenges facing coal, solar, wind, and nuclear energy. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Like any publicly held corporation, Duke's business relies on growth. But the company projects energy usage will rise only sluggishly, between 1 and 1.5% a year. Duke's CFO Young says that's even as the economy's recovering.
We're seeing more people live in smaller homes. We're seeing every new appliance, every new lighting fixture be more efficient than the one that it's replacing. And that's putting a unique dynamic on our industry.
Young says utilities and regulators will need to adapt as customers change how they use and get energy. But Young sees renewable energy remaining a small fraction of Duke's total mix.
Renewables are a good option, but intermittency there is a challenge in terms of long-range planning.
Translation, when the sun isn't shining or the wind's not blowing, they're not producing energy. He's also sour on building new coal plants, largely because of new EPA rules to cut carbon emissions.
Effectively, new coal has been shut out as one of those options.
As for nuclear, the cost and time to build new plants has become nearly prohibitive. Duke's last one, the Harris plant in Wake County, went online in 1987. Young says that could change, but Wisconsin Energy CEO Gail Klappa offered an alternative, 60-year-old plants that are set to close.
There's now really a lot of work being done on whether or not economically one can move from a 60-year life to an even longer life for some of the nuclear units that are still operating incredibly well.
Duke is evaluating that option for its Oconee and Robinson plants in South Carolina. But with challenges for coal, renewables, and nuclear, Young says the company is mainly focused on using natural gas. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.